Hey everyone, and welcome to another Wednesday podcast. This is the podcast where we are striving to talk about things that are positive, things that are going on in our life, while also trying to encourage you to be positive, because positivity is such a powerful tool for us mentally, physically. I keep wanting to look at that screen over there. I don't need to do that. We need to mount like a TV back there if I keep doing that. The reason we do that is because positivity is such a powerful tool for us mentally, physically, emotionally, and most important, spiritually. That's why every Wednesday, as of late, we've been doing a pretty good job. We're trying to bring this Wednesday podcast to you. We have now started video, which doesn't really have to be. We just have this studio space now. So if you're still someone who listens, great. We don't do anything special. You just get to see our faces and Heather's Mickey Mouse cup, Fantasia cup. So, yeah, so we're going to be talking today. I haven't briefed Heather on what we're going to be talking about. We're going to do our normal thing, talk about some things, our wins lately, and some things we're excited for in the next couple of days. And then I will bring up what we're going to be talking about. Sorry, I thought about it this morning, and I was really like, oh, I'm going to probably write a bulletin article on this, too. But
I was not briefed on this.
All right. So what are your wins?
I have a big win for today, actually. So I see a high risk specialist for our baby John, and I called this morning and I found out that Matt and the girls can go to the ultrasound with me today. And so I am so excited because it's been kind of lonely this whole pregnancy, because usually Matt goes to all the appointments with me. But this time around, with him teaching and with ministry, and then both of the girls, and then the doctor's office I use, they don't allow kids at all there. So I haven't really gotten to include them into a lot of the pregnancy things, other than when they do actually print out the ultrasound pictures or send videos to my phone or things like that. So this will be really fun that they finally get to be included in something.
Yeah.
So that makes me really happy that they get to come and do that.
I've been able to go to like two appointments this go around, which
I
Josie.
I think one, actually.
Josie, I didn't go to a lot either, though.
Well, with Josie, she was a COVID baby.
Yeah.
So Matt wasn't even in the room when we found out gender. He was on my phone on FaceTime.
Yeah.
Because they were like, oh, you can't come back here. And it was like, what? Even with a mask on? And they're like, no. So he had to wait in the lobby, and I had to go back by myself.
Wild stuff.
And I made her recheck, because I thought for sure Josie was going to be a boy, because it was just such an easy pregnancy that I was so certain she was a boy. So I made her check Josie multiple times, and she was most definitely a girl. And then Georgia cried for weeks because she wanted a baby brother.
Yeah.
And then this time around, they wanted a baby sister, and they'd get a baby John instead. But that's all right. They're going to love him and take care of him either way.
I'm trying to look for a number. It doesn't matter. But
I have more wins if you're looking for something.
Okay, keep going.
Okay, so another win is I got all of my Christmas shopping completed and almost all wrapped. I feel accomplished right now. And we are slowly knocking out all of Georgia's Christmas cookie baking list. She's got several cookies on there that we've been knocking out. Snickerdoodle, chocolate chip, gingerbread men are next, I think. Then peanut butter blossoms, my grandma's, not Oreo balls, they're chocolate balls, but they're really like peanut butter coconut balls. dipped in chocolate. And then Josie's request is Oreo balls. What else is there?
You made your eggnog scones today.
Oh, and on a whim, I found an eggnog scone recipe, and we made those this morning.
Yeah.
And they were amazing.
They are probably the best scones I've ever had in my life.
So I shared that recipe on Instagram and Facebook.
But it's, and they're like, amazing. Don't they call scones biscuits in, like, England?
Tea biscuits, maybe? Or no, they're still scones.
Today was definitely, like, why I would think they would call it that.
Oh, I really want to learn how to make, try to make clotted cream or Devonshire. He's looking at me like, what is that? Or a double cream or a Devonshire cream and start doing tea time because I'm reading a book called The Life-Giving Home. And her and her daughter wrote it, and it's by Sally Clarkson. And, or is it Sarah?
Sally?
Is it Sarah? Who I think it's okay. The Life-Giving Home. She also writes, it's Sally. So she also writes several other books called Giving Your Words, and then The Life-Giving Table and The Life-Giving Parent or something. I don't know. But anyway, she just talks about things that help make your home be a place where you want to be and your kids want to be, and where you find comfort in each other and spiritually and stuff. And so she's inspiring me to want to do some crazy things, like get back into tea time. And we already do a lot of the Charlotte Mason stuff, so we're just going to include tea time into it. And part of that tea time, she mentioned Devonshire cream with tea biscuits. So that is something we are going to start doing.
Yeah.
So, yeah. That's where I'm at in life.
So while I get to slave away all day, she gets to make all these cool things at home. And then I get to try them when I get home. So I'm excited about that. I have like some sort of sinus thing going on, and it is not fun. I don't think it's a cold. I think it's just sinus stuff. But could be a cold. Some wins that I've had lately. I finished a book not long ago, which is always a big thing for me. Started a new book. We had I went to a preacher workshop thing where we do a book swap every year, or we play Dirty Santa or White Elephant, whatever you want to call it, with books. And I got 3 good books. Well, one that I really want to read.
How did you end up with 3?
A lot of people gave a lot. One person got like 10 books.
Are you serious?
Yeah, it's because these preachers who are retiring are like, I don't want these books anymore. And so they give away all their books. But yeah, I had a fun time yesterday doing that. And I started reading one last night. It's called Fleecy Clouds by Gail Barber. And it is, so it's just a story of her life on how she was raised in an abusive home. And yeah, it's a really cool book. My goal for next year is to read more, specifically religious books, but also just books in general. And so I started reading that. I hope to finish it by the end of this month.
You know what that book kind of reminded me of?
What?
That movie, Fried Green Tomatoes.
I've never seen it.
What?
What is it about?
If you have seen Fried Green Tomatoes, someone please enlighten Matt one day. So
I probably have seen it.
It will make you want to eat fried green tomatoes because they're delicious.
Was somebody being abused?
Well, it kind of reminds me of the time period and the chaos that she went through in her life.
Yeah.
And stuff. So it kind of
came out in 1991. How am I supposed to have watched that?
Are you kidding me? What do you mean? It just, I don't know. There's aspects to it that remind me a lot of, because it's a lady telling about her childhood and stuff. Yeah. And it kind of reminded me, some of the things you mentioned last night about the book reminded me of it.
I have some other books that I'm excited to try and read this. One of them is, what is it? The Ruthlessness.
Ruthless Elimination of Hurry. Yeah, we've had it for a few years.
I've read some of it before, but I never finished it. But I was trying to read it on like Kindle.
Oh, yeah. Or my iPad or something. I need a hard book.
I can't do that. So we own the book. So I was like, I put it next to my bed. Another one, I want to finish a book that I started. I haven't read the whole thing. It's called Supernatural. And it is a book by Michael Heiser. Michael Heiser is usually famous for like The Unseen Realm. Well, Supernatural is like the easier version of understanding. Unseen Realm is more like the more technical version. So I am reading that. I've been reading that. So I want to knock that out and be done with it.
You've been reading Supernatural?
I've had it on my iPad.
I don't like books on iPad, Kindle things.
Yeah.
I don't like that.
We could buy it.
I like real books. I like flipping pages.
I really enjoyed John Eldridge's book,
Wild at Heart.
Yeah, Wild at Heart book. That was awesome.
It's amazing that with my pregnancy brain that I am remembering things right now.
I'm fogged up in my brain. So it was, it was good. I am very excited about it. And what else have we been doing lately?
Lots of Christmas parties.
Yes, lots. We have our big church Christmas party this Sunday night, which is usually pretty, I mean, we've only been to one. So last year it was great.
It was so much fun last year.
Lots of really good food.
I'm making two of my grandma's chocolate pies for it.
Yeah.
And then this year we're doing a gingerbread house competition because we have a lady in our congregation who is like Hallmark worthy gingerbread houses. She's a judge.
Okay.
And
she's not even gonna be here.
What are you talking about?
Christy Jenkins?
What?
I don't think they'll be here.
What?
Oh, maybe. I don't know.
I hope she's here because she is like, I mean, her gingerbread houses are made from scratch, and they're the most amazing, epic thing you could ever imagine. Like, they look like they literally popped out of a Hallmark movie. But I have a plan. I thought of it this morning. I saw a kit for a castle.
Yeah.
At Walmart. And then there's like the little village ones. And I thought about if the girls did the village houses and I do the castle, and then we could use their little princess people and we could do a princess village.
That's funny.
Yes, that is my plan.
We will see. I mean,
everyone will expect that from me.
There wasn't clear guidelines. So if somebody shows up with like metal structure with gingerbread around it, or they've super glued things together, it's just, it'd be impressive. But yeah, this Christie's, her thing was intense that she made already this year.
I don't know if I've seen it. I haven't really been on social media lately.
Decorated, and she also made a sleigh that's crazily decorated too.
I believe it.
I mean, I feel like she used like a scroll saw to get some of these pieces cut. But we are. I don't know. Things are happening in my head that I just don't. No, it's all these lights and stuff. But yeah, I'm excited about this cool studio. And one day I'll figure out what exactly we want to do in here with it. Whether we keep our little foam pieces behind us or we go and try to make it a little bit different. I like the cool foam pieces. It makes people pop a little bit more. But we're also going to be starting like a Lads to Leaders podcast in here, which is going to be fun too. I'm excited to teach kids how to do this. Oh, and this week is midterms week, so it's a little bit more chill. All my students are doing a Proverbs project. So I have 8th grade boys Bible class that I teach, and their project for this semester was, we've been going through the Proverbs for the second half of this semester, and they had to, their project was to put together a slideshow presentation explaining a major theme in Proverbs, so like friendships or pride versus humility, righteousness versus foolishness type of thing. So they had to put together a slideshow, and they had to have five verses that went along with each topic and things like that. So it was really good. The first class, my first class did it, their presentations today, and it was good. There was one student that was like, oh, it's really good. So I can't tell you their grades, though. That wouldn't be very nice. But, yeah, I am excited about Christmas holidays and getting to take a little bit of a break from teaching again and just chilling a little bit and getting prepared for our little child to come. What else did I do the other day? I don't remember. It's been so busy.
It has been very busy.
I am. Okay. So I preached a Sunday night lesson on like what's your word going to be for 2026. And I went ahead and did all mine that day and figured out what I already had kind of had it all in my mind of what I wanted to do. And I want to do sharpen. So the idea behind sharpen is I really like Ecclesiastes chapter 10, verse 10. It was awesome. Awesome verse. But it's the idea like if you're going to try and cut something down with a blunt axe, you're going to have to work a lot harder. And I've heard it said from other people, like, if you're going to go and try and be in ministry with a dull axe, like, you're going to be spinning your wheels. So I am going to learn to say no to things. That's a big thing. I'm a yes person. And I don't like to disappoint people or anything. So I say yes to a lot of things, and I don't need to say yes to a lot of things because we have children, about to be three children. So I need to make more time for that. And there's just other things I want to do in ministry that the current stuff I'm doing, kind of like busy work type stuff, just kind of gets in the way. So I'm learning to step back, sharpen my own axe so that I can do better things that I want to do. But yeah, do you know your word yet?
No, okay. I don't. I have lots of ideas.
Yeah.
But I have no word for it.
I have lots of goals. My goals, and we'll do more of we'll save a goals podcast for, what's next week? Next week is the 23rd.
Christmas week.
Yeah, we'll have a Christmas Eve podcast that comes out.
The 24th. Oh.
Yeah, so we'll record on the 23rd. You know what we could do? We could do we need to go. I just saw Clarksville Now sent out they sent out a email with all the houses that have the coolest lights. So we need to go check them out.
Oh,
and
that
we could
would
do a
fun.
Rank the House podcast. We should just drive around and like wirelessly do a podcast and see which house, and we'll get like hot chocolate from Starbucks on the way.
Yes.
And we could just drive. I don't know where they are though. If it's like one side is 30 minutes away, it's gonna be a really long podcast. But we can stop it and restart it.
Oh yeah.
But yeah, we it's been a really awesome year, but I have figured out some of my rhythms, I guess you could say, if I could use a buzzword from this day and age. I am a person that throws as many darts at the dartboard as possible, like the first however long I'm involved with a work. And then I think finally I'm maturing to the point where it's like, I need to step back and like actually look at which darts that hit that I really enjoy and want to do. And so usually I'm just like, well, I'll just keep adding more. And I'm like, that's probably not a good idea. So, yeah, we're going to, this next year, I really want to focus on like men's ministry. Just because that's something I've always wanted to do and be a part of. And so now it's like, I want to focus on that. We have I don't know how many people listen to this. We have a men's daily text devotional that we're going to be doing next year. And I've encouraged enough men to fill up every single week all the way till past the first week of May. Currently.
That's pretty good.
So, very excited. So, I super pumped about all that. And yes, pumped. What are you going to do besides take care of a child and three children?
I really want to focus on just relational stuff with the girls and Bible studies with the girls and things like that this upcoming year.
Yeah.
Probably focus harder on that than like normal school stuff. And also wallpaper.
That's awesome.
I have a hankering to wallpaper something. Everything.
Yeah, we're going to probably do some cool house projects next year. I don't know. She has showed me some stuff where I'm like, I mean,
I've got ideas.
My ability is not.
He has lots of abilities. Don't let him fool you. He has made lots of things.
Not lots. I've made two things in my life.
And they were beautiful. And he can, what I'm asking for isn't even that hard. I think that the one thing you made was even harder than what I'm asking for.
Yeah, but I had a barn to do that in.
We have a garage.
Yeah. With stuff in it. So
it's not hard stuff.
Yeah. I am excited about some of the projects. I really hope I can figure out how to do the one project she wants done. I don't know if that'll happen. That may be like a specialty build, but she wants like one like bench seat, like
I want a storage wraparound L-shaped bench with one side going up the wall with like not cabinets but shelving type things so that it's like you can decorate but then also have functionality of storage.
Yeah.
'Cause storage is a big deal. I really need storage. So it would be getting rid of, I have an antique buffet table, and I really just want to do something else. So that's an idea that I've got going on right now.
You can buy it from, whatchamacallit, Unfinished.
Yeah, but that's not the full thing.
I know, I could add the full thing to it.
How do you add the full thing to that?
I don't know. So if anybody's a carpenter out there, let us know. That would be great. But yeah, we want to do some house projects because we want to actually turn the house we're living in more to a home that we've actually lived in rather than
a spec brand new build.
Yeah, brand new house that doesn't have anything changed about it. So
yeah, I want to add character to it, more like grandma vintage cottage character.
Yeah.
So
okay, so what we're going to talk about today is the topic of unexpected blessings. So, like, sometimes when we think of blessings, we think of, like, something that we already kind of knew was happening. It was a prayer that we've prayed or something along those lines. But I often think we overlook the unexpected blessings. Sometimes, some ways we've seen it in our life is, like, especially when we were in ministry school, we would have random checks. Like, living on support full-time is a scary thing because you're having to rely and trust on God. And so we, it was interesting. So we, sometimes there would be like, man, it's really tight right now. Like, thankfully everybody's sending in support. Maybe a church congregation couldn't make it 1 month, but then all of a sudden it would be like a random check comes in and it's like, this is awesome. Like, this is amazing. We're very thankful for this. And, but also you could think about like an unexpected blessing, like somebody comes into your life, like all of a sudden you have a conversation with somebody that is helpful, or watch a movie or see a reel on Instagram or Facebook that was like, wow, that is something I needed to hear. Or some people may even say like getting to hear a certain sermon has been helpful to them. I always enjoy every sermon I preach, but yeah, I mean, I was thankful last week to go through a Bible class, a men's Bible class, and there's some really cool like points that were made that were just great for me to listen to, and just I always like hearing how other people's minds process through Bible texts and different things like that, and so it was good for me to listen to. But I wanted to see if you had any unexpected blessings as of late.
Well, I definitely considered today.
Yeah.
When my doctor's office said.
See, that's another unexpected
blessing. I thought that was a blessing because, one, it's not fun finding someone to watch your kids at last minute. And I've also just really wanted that to happen at some point along this way. So, yeah. And then another unexpected blessing that we got to see baby Caden last night.
That's what
night.
I was going to say. So there's a family in our congregation. They just had a baby boy. He was like 5 weeks premature.
Yep.
5 or 6 weeks premature, but he had a lot of like surgeries that he had to have like immediately. And the doctors were like, you're going to be in here for like 2 to 3 months. And they said, even getting out before Christmas is like, that is probably out of the question. It ended up, they got to go home a lot earlier because, you know, wonderful things happen.
They were only in the hospital for 3 weeks, and he had one or two major surgeries as a fresh newborn baby.
Yeah, but it was also a blessing to us because we got to drive to their house yesterday, and Heather had made them a meal to take to them. A lot of people in our congregation have been sending them food cards and gift cards to places while they've been.
But we got to see him.
Yeah. So
and
it was
cool. So cute.
He was. He did not look tiny, but
he was fresh. And the girls got to see a newborn baby.
Yeah.
And so they're like, that's what we get. We get our own one of those soon.
Yeah. I don't think it'll be that small, but
he's as long as Georgia was when she was born.
That's why I don't think old buddy will be that small.
I mean,
John Matthew.
Baby John is going to be a chunk.
Yeah.
I mean, you can see his rolls in the ultrasound. You can see them.
Yeah.
His little arm rolls. So we'll see what size outfits. I think I'm going to have to. I did start preparing my hospital bag stuff.
Oh, no.
And I was looking at outfits and I was like, I don't know if I should take any newborn sizes or take, one newborn size and then 0 to 3 month or a 3 month. Because he's looking chunky.
Yeah. Who knows? He's going to be a gigantor baby. But I don't know. Unexpected blessings are cool because they're not like something you are banking on. I don't like to say banking on, but like it's not something you expect. Yesterday for me getting to go to that thing and getting the book that I found was awesome. Finding the weird thing about me getting Wild at Heart to read was it had been on my bookshelves in my office for forever. And I was just like, I want to read something. So I walked up there. I said, this may be a good book. And I read it and I was like, this is an amazing book. And this is a book that I needed to read. So, yeah. And I just want to encourage people like with those blessings, be thankful for them. Also, I thought about, this was what I was looking for earlier, verse to kind of go along with this. This works in a sense. It's the idea of do not withhold good from those to whom it is due when it is in your power to act. And the idea behind it is like we could be that unexpected blessing for somebody else. So that's an encouragement for us to do that. So that somebody else can have an unexpected blessing happen in their life. And yeah. I don't know. That's something I was thinking about. Might write an article about it and figure out some more thoughts on it. But anyway, we're being summoned by children, so we don't want to halt them any longer. But yeah, we're excited about this, and we're excited about the holidays. Hope you are too. But yeah, stay positive. Be positive. Encourage somebody and give a gift or something. I don't know. Okay, bye.
Bye.